Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's game. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to On Campus with Cuervo. I am your host, Cuervo. So, big game tonight, right? First of all, let me just say this. Congratulations to the Ducks and the Bucks for getting in, and I appreciate everybody listening in the archives, or if you're listening live, whatever the case may be. Wherever you are in the country, good evening to you, and welcome to On Campus with Cuervo. So, obviously, you know, tonight we'll, for about 30 minutes, we got about 40 minutes till kickoff. We're going to talk a little bit about the game. We're going to talk about some things that might happen, what we could see happen, and obviously, you know, who we're going to pick in the game. So without further ado, let me find his intro, and there it is. He is the host of Way In Sports, the best college football show on Blog Talk Radio. He is Brian Tarvin. Good evening, buddy. I appreciate you joining me. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing good, Cuervo. Championship night. I mean, I'm just not as excited about this game as I have been years past. I mean, it's just...
Really, Tarvin? Tell me why that is. Tell me why that is, Tarvin.
Just, there's no sizzle about this game. I mean, there's really not much. I mean, there's not much to it.
No
sizzle,
huh?
You have a team that doesn't deserve to be in it versus a team that really has played nobody all season, really, until last week. But, I mean, it's just...
Really?
Well, no. Is there a good TV show that comes on tonight? Maybe I can watch.
I heard, I think Grey's Anatomy might be on or something. I don't know. I'm not sure. All my focus is, I mean, I'm with you, Tarvin. You know, am I like overly excited about the game tonight? No. However, because it is college football, the best sport in America, I'm going to watch it. You know, I am going to watch it. Yeah. Just to see what happens, what could unfold, and We could see, you know, I don't want to say a dynasty in the making, but, you know, a team that could be come back from what they used to be. And I'm talking about Ohio State, Tarvin. I mean, Ohio State in the 90s, early 2000s, they were a dominant, Big Ten team. They were always in the mix for, top five contention and things like that. And we could see the resurrection of Ohio State starting tonight.
Well, my problem is I can't pick them tonight. I can't pull for them because I was so against them making the playoff to begin with, losing a home game at night against Virginia Tech. And I don't want to hear an excuse about your quarterback. You've obviously shown you can win with a quarterback, a third stringer, and on a big stage. So I can't buy that excuse. But, you know, Ohio State beat Alabama any given night, anybody can lose. That's not the point. But now we have Mariota. This could make or break his draft stock. If he comes out tonight in a big defensive line like Ohio State dominates Oregon, you could see that draft stock start to plummet a little bit, Cuervo. So I don't think people are looking at that this game. They're looking at the winner or loser, but I'm looking at the draft stock of Mariota tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, Tarvin, because, you know, you think about it. I think, and, you know, it's not fair to him. It's not fair to Mariota, but I think he has to play the perfect game tonight. And if he's going to stay in the top of the draft boards, and, you know, Mel Kiper and all those guys that do their draft boards and their mock drafts, I think if Mariota has an average game, and when I mean average, I mean a good game compared to most quarterbacks. If he has an okay to good game, I think he falls. I really do, because what that tells you is this team outside of Pac-12 defenses really can't do a whole lot. And you could throw away that Florida State game, because what really won them that game, and this is not shot at Oregon or anything like that, was the turnovers. Absolutely. And it was a snowball effect. I mean, I want to see Oregon beat a team where turnovers are not involved, punt returns are not involved, special teams altogether is not involved. Can you beat a team going up and down the field, and can you stop that team? That's what I want to see from Oregon. And you know, I just don't know if I have enough confidence to say that Oregon is that team that can beat you even if you don't give them the football.
I mean, who are they beating this year besides Florida State turning it over to make you think that? I mean, this is a team that lost at home to a terrible Arizona team. I mean, I know they made the Pac-12 championship game, but it was because they were in the weaker part of the division, and they did get lucky and beat Oregon. But, I mean, really, and I'm tired of hearing people say the Pac-12 is the best conference right now because they're playing in the championship game, and that's not true. I mean, you know, you have Ohio State here that meets the mold of that Auburn Tigers team they played in 2010, Cuervo. And that 2010 Oregon team is a much better team than this Oregon team. But you have physical defensive line of Ohio State. You have a big 6'6" quarterback and an offensive line that can get some push. So I'm interested to see. I mean, if this is Oregon's chance, if they don't win tonight, they're done, man. They're never going to win a championship. Tonight's their night.
Yeah, and you know, I think we've talked about it in the past. I think Oregon's they're ready to drop regardless. I think they're going to be on the decline, and it's I think because I don't have the confidence in Helfrich to be able to recruit and coach the same way on the same level as Chip Kelly. And I mean, that's not saying, I'm not trying to say Chip Kelly is the greatest thing since sliced bread. However, Chip Kelly helped create what is at Oregon right now. The way they run their offense, the tempo that they run their offense, a lot of that is because of Chip Kelly. He's the one that changed the style in Eugene, Tarvin, and he's not there anymore. So, in all honesty, when the guy that started a trend is gone, you can't expect that trend to continue to live on. I don't care who you are. You can talk about tradition all you want. You can talk about, you know, guys are going to come in there and they're going to want to make changes. They're going to want to do things their way. So you're going to slowly start to see Oregon slow down a little bit. And that may be normal compared to other teams. But Tarvin, they're gonna slow down. They're not gonna always be this, you know, fast paced, you know, hurry up type team that they are right now. It's gonna slowly fade away.
Chip Kelly made that team, and remember, they're losing Mariota. That's Chip Kelly's baby right there. Is he gonna be able to recruit a quarterback of that caliber, Cuervo?
You know what, Tarvin? I guess we'll find out. You know, and by next year, let's see who his starting quarterback is, and. Was it a Helfrich guy? Was it another Chip Kelly leftover or whatever the case may be? But I want to take you back real quick, Tarvin, to September 6th of 2014. That's the day that Oregon beat Michigan State at home, 46-27. Oh, and by the way, they had to come back in that game in the second half, and they had to outscore Oregon 28-3 just to win that game. So, you know, you were talking about who has Oregon beat besides, you know, well, they lost to Arizona, but who's their quote-unquote signature win? That's the best thing I see on their schedule. And first of all, they had to come back and beat, again, like I said, you know, Oregon, can they beat a team where they don't have to win the turnover margin or anything like that. Well, in this game, they won the two turnover margin 2-0, and both of those turnovers came in the second half, which helped them to score that many more points in the second half to come back and win that football game. So that's the point I was trying to make, Tarvin. And then, you know, like you said earlier, I mean, Ohio State, I mean, their toughest game was, you know, I guess, I don't know. Youngstown State, maybe, I don't know, whoever their toughest game was, but I definitely get what you're saying. But, you know, I think, you know, I just have a feeling, Tarvin, after tonight, people are going to realize, man, maybe we do want an SEC, and I hate to bring it up. Well, I kind of don't hate to bring it up. I want to bring it up. After tonight, we're gonna tell ourselves, damn, we need to have an SEC team in this thing every single year because they bring the most talent, the most excitement, and they bring headlines. They bring storylines.
Let me tell you something, Cuervo. When I mentioned this on my show last night, right off the bat, I looked at, they were talking about the ticket prices of this game compared to other UCS championship games. The average championship ticket for the Auburn-Oregon game in 2010 was $5,000. Bama LSU,
yeah.
Bama Notre Dame, about $2,500. This game, you can buy a damn Whopper combo, supersize it, and you got a ticket. I mean, that's the difference when you're talking about the SEC compared to these other guys. The fans don't travel. Yeah, sure, they'll fill up that stadium with corporate sponsors and things like that, but SEC's in it. It's in demand, baby. It's in demand. And those ticket sellers are pissed right now because an SEC team didn't get in.
Yeah, I know the feeling. And by the way, I went and I listened to the show last night, and, I remember that you had mentioned that there. You said about $200 a pop, and for a national championship game, I mean, my gosh. I mean, that's awesome. You know, I mean, if you really want to go to the game, that's a great price to get them for. So
I'm going to tell you something,
you know,
Cuervo. There's going to be more people at Auburn's spring game this past year than there will be at the national championship tonight. Go think about that.
Oh, you know what? And I'm sure they're going to announce the attendance for the game and whatnot, but, you know, I mean, all these people that are excited and they're glad, oh, the SEC, this and that, because they don't really know yet. They haven't experienced it yet as far as, gee, what's a national championship game like without an SEC team? We haven't seen it in 10 years. So some people have forgotten how, you know, it's like watching paint dry. You know, I'm sorry. I mean, it's nothing against these two programs, universities, and their teams. And I'm not saying they don't have talent, but what they don't have, Tarvin, is NFL talent. That's what people are going to miss in this game. And they don't realize it yet, but after tonight, people are going to be talking about, man, I mean, just the lack of fundamentals, the lack of execution, the lack of you know, well, I don't know if I want to go as far as saying lack of points, because I think there's going to be some points in this game.
Yeah.
Board. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to pose the question before the game even starts, okay? At the end of the game, I want everybody to post the one player that kind of stood out to them the most. And I guarantee you nobody's going to be able to give me a solid answer because you don't have that with these two teams. What, Ezekiel Elliott? He's going to be a fifth round running back. He's going to be a fifth round draft pick if he was to go pro. Mariota might be your only guy. That's if he's not getting, he doesn't have a Ohio State linebacker in his face getting creamed. That's the only way you might be able to say Mariota.
And you know, Cuervo, Oregon is the favorite in this game, and I think I'm starting to get fooled again by Oregon. You know, just because Oregon beat Florida State, a team that really hasn't beat anybody all year, I think we're deceived again in Ohio State here. You talk about draft picks and draft play. Ohio State has 10 times more players that'll be in the NFL than Oregon. So does that matter tonight?
No, because they're young. Ohio State might have five guys that are actually going to declare for the draft and go to the pros next year. And out of those five that are eligible to go pro, I know I'm exaggerating, I don't know the exact number, but, you know, out of the guys that are going to go pro and you know, declare or whatever the case may be, you might see maybe a handful of those guys, maybe three or four of those guys actually get drafted. The rest of them are sophomores. And I talked about this with Sonny, or was it you? It was one of you two. But, and I was listing all of the, you know, receivers for Oregon. I was listening to DBs for Ohio State, and a lot of them are freshmen and sophomores, and you sprinkle it with a couple of juniors, and that's what you have in this game tonight. And then I went to the Alabama-Florida State rosters, and Tarvin, and this is no lie, you can ask me, it was all seniors and juniors, and you had a couple of sophomores, but you're talking about guys that, like Derrick Henry, the running back, I think is a sophomore for Alabama. That guy could get declared for the draft tomorrow and be a third-round pick. That's how good that kid is. So, and you don't have that with these two teams. I'm sorry. And I'm not hating against Ohio State. I'm not hating against Oregon. I mean, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for those schools that got in. And hey, you know, it's awesome for those programs. But from a national standpoint, Wells agrees with me too, Wellington. From a national standpoint, though, you're not going to get – like you had last year with Auburn and, you know, a guy in Trey Mason who wind up taking over that job in St. Louis, who's the starting running back now for the Rams. Kelvin Benjamin, number one receiver for the Panthers. And we talked about this before. People will argue it until kickoff, but you're not going to see the talent on the field tonight that you would see with Bama and Florida State.
Oh, definitely, man. It's not even close.
So, you know what? But enough of what could have been, I guess, Tarvin, with those two teams. We'll talk about the teams that are actually on the field tonight. So, you know, for Oregon, Tarvin, we've had a couple of suspensions recently with the Oregon team. Yeah, you had Carrington, and then they had another guy the very next day gets suspended. How does that affect Oregon, in your opinion, from a mental standpoint? Do you think it's a distraction, or like the coach mentioned, is it going to be something that they're not going to allow to be a distraction? Where do you think Oregon's head is at as far as, you know, the suspensions are concerned and whatnot?
Well, I think it's the national championship. That's why it's not a distraction, Cuervo. These guys have bigger things on their mind, but you lose your best receiver to a suspension, then it's just, I mean, you may ignore it, but on the field you're going to see it, because Ohio State's going to come after this guy, Mariota, and they're going to stop the running game of Oregon. So it's going to be up to the receivers to be able to make some big plays. And without your best, one of your best, it's going to be tough, Cuervo. It's going to be very tough.
Yeah, and I think it is too. And when you're down two – you know, playmakers like Oregon is, you know, it's going to be hard to, you know, to see where they're going to go to next. I think tonight's going to test the depth of this Oregon team. Do they truly have depth like Ohio State does? I mean, I think Ohio State's made it pretty obvious that they're very, very deep as a football team. I mean, how many times have we seen a third string quarterback, you know, win a Big Ten championship and win the Sugar Bowl in the first two starts? So I think that kind of gives you an idea of how deep Ohio State is as a football team. And, you know, that's what I see as far as Ohio State. Now, with that being said, Tarvin, what do you think happens with the quarterbacks at Ohio State? There's a lot of rumors about Braxton Miller, and I know I'm kind of going off subject here a little bit, but since we're on the subject of the Buckeyes, you know, Braxton Miller, there's rumors about him transferring. You know, what do you think it's the best decision for him? Do you think he should move on and maybe try to, you know, solidify himself at another team, or does he stay true to the Ohio State and try to win that starting job next year?
Well, to me, it sounds like a guy that's scared of competition. I mean, honestly, if you were the number one quarterback and you went down to injury, I don't care who's behind you. You should have enough confidence and drive to say, okay, I'm going to win my – this is Ohio State. This is my school. And I'll be damned if I'm going to let some rookie come in or whoever never played and win a championship. This is my season and my team. I'm coming back. It just shows me maybe the character of Braxton Miller right there, Cuervo. I mean, he's hurt. Now he's going to run and try to play somewhere else because he's not good enough to win the job. I mean, it's just weird to me. At least Russell Wilson was told, we don't want you back at NC State. Go to Wisconsin. Braxton Miller, from my knowledge, wasn't told this.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I mean, if I go down an injury and somebody else is saying that, oh, I'm the starter now, yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see next, in the spring. We'll see who's a starter. And that would fuel me more for somebody to come in there and try to punk me out and say that they're the starter now. Well, hold on a second. You didn't win that job because you outplayed me or outperformed me. You won it because I – hurt myself. So, all right, let's get it. Let's see who wins the starting job then. And, maybe I'm different from Braxton Miller. You're different from the way, he thinks. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove myself. And I don't have to, that I can win the job again. And that's a confidence thing, Tarvin. And so, I mean, even if he does transfer – what does that say about his confidence? He's not, like you said, he's scared of competition. He doesn't have the confidence in himself to say, man, if there's a team that I transfer to and they have a quarterback that might be able to beat me at for the starting job, maybe I shouldn't go there. Maybe I should go to a school that I know that I'm going to be like Florida State. I mean, Jameis Winston's going to the draft. Braxton Miller.
Yeah, he has a porn star recruiting him from Tallahassee. That's pretty cool.
He does. I saw that, and she apparently is going to bring her friends with as well. So everybody's happy. Everybody's real happy. So, I don't know if Urban Meyer is going to allow that, though. I mean, he's probably going to find a way to get him to stay or whatever. So, but who's and besides Mariota, I want to leave because that's the obvious pick. But who's a guy that you're looking forward to seeing as far as can this guy make it to the next level, or maybe it was something that you saw in the playoff games? Like, is there a guy that you're looking forward to seeing how he plays tonight?
Not really, man. Just the quarterback. I want to see Mariota, and I want to see the quarterback of Ohio State. The first time he did it on the Big Ten stage, no tape, no film. The second time, really not much for Saban and them to prepare for. Now I think Oregon at least knows that this kid can run the football. So I'm interested to see the Ohio State quarterback and Mariota, of course. Whoever plays better at the quarterback position is going to win tonight.
Yeah, it comes down to so you feel like it's coming down to quarterback play. You're probably right. Yeah, and that to me, I mean, obviously that's what it's all about. I'm gonna say the running game could be the difference, because what you have with the running game is you obviously wear down the other, with the defense, and it sets you up for big plays. And I think both of these teams are very capable of it, but I think that, with these two teams, they're going to use the run to set up the pass. So that's what I'm looking for in this game. Which team is going to have the better running game in order to be able to try and test the defense over the top and big plays. So, whoever wins the big play contest is going to win this game. So that's what I'm looking for. So I'm looking for Elliott, and I'm looking for Marshall. Or is Marshall playing? I can't remember. I don't think he's one of the guys that got suspended or anything, right?
I don't think so.
So between, Freeman and Marshall, those are the two guys that I was thinking of. So those are the ones that I'm looking to see are those two. But, you know, again, Tarvin, I mean, to me, I mean, like you said, I mean, how excited are you about this game? I mean, yeah, I know it's the national title game, but, you know, I know last year at this time, obviously because it was your team, but let me ask you this. Were you excited about the team they were playing against in Florida State?
Oh, definitely. That's one of the best Florida State teams in history, the way they were beating teams by 50 points. Yeah, I wanted to see the team we were 10-point underdogs against and play them head-on and see. And it was a great football game. It hurt losing it, but if you go back and watch that game, it was a great – one of the best national championship games I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it was, and it had me on the edge of my seat, and it was exciting, and I saw guys that I knew for a fact, you know, these are guys that are going to be playing at the next level and things like that, and I don't know, I'm trying to get excited about this game, Tarvin, because it is college football, it is the biggest stage, it is, you know, Cowboy Stadium where you got the stadium filled with Duck fans and you got Buckeye fans and you know, however, I don't know. It just feels to me like it's another college football game. Like it's just another game. And am I wrong for that?
Not at all. I mean, was I more excited to watch the Big Ten championship almost than this game? Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds sad, but you know, I don't know. I mean, if Oregon wins, they're going to say Ohio State was young and a third-string quarterback. If Ohio State wins, we're going to hear it's a system and Oregon chokes at the big game every time. I don't know. That's what I'm interested in, to see if Helfrich can get that first national championship.
Yeah, I am too. And you know, I'm interested in that as well. I mean, you know, can Oregon finally win their first title? And you know, then the talk becomes, well, you know, was it because of the, you know, Chip Kelly and you know, should we credit it to, not literally credit it to Chip Kelly, but, you know, just from a conversation standpoint, was it really Helfrich's team or is it more about Chip Kelly? And, you know, in my opinion, it's more about Chip Kelly because...
Well, you remember the Miami Hurricanes? When the Coker came in, won a championship after what Jimmy Johnson built, really?
Yeah, well,
it's kind of the same thing. It's the same thing. I mean, Helfrich is a guy that they told just keep it between the lines, don't wreck this Ferrari. And that's what Helfrich is doing right now. But like you said, when recruiting comes to recruiting your own guys, building the program, keep the momentum going, I don't think he can do it. Even a national championship won't do it.
Right. So, did anybody join you last night besides Sonny? Or I don't remember. I don't remember hearing anybody else on there.
I had a few callers
that you're hearing.
I had a few callers in the queue that I couldn't get to because of the delay. You know, we only went 30 minutes. But most of the people I'm talking to are picking Oregon, man.
So the consensus is Oregon then. Now, I'm wondering if that's just because of the hate for the Buckeyes or, you know, do people really think that they're going to win? So, and I know there's a lot of SEC fans in that come on the show, Tarvin and whatnot. But, you know, I tried to be as non-biased as I can and you know, kind of pick with my head and not with the heart so much. But when, you know, we've known about this game for what 10 days now, 11 days, and you know, we're going to wrap it up here in a couple of minutes because we've got the coin toss coming up. They just finished the national anthem, the coin toss is coming, Tarvin, so I don't want to keep you too much longer. But you know, we've known what the matchup is going to be for about 10, 11 days now. You know, we've broken it down, we've had shows, we've heard all the, you know, college game day or whatever articles that we've read and things like that. So what at the end of the, you know, after everything you've seen, after everything you've heard, Is it one of those things where you're kind of cheering for one team, but you think the other is going to win? Or basically, what are you looking at? What's your pick? What's your pick, man?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I think Ohio State beating Alabama was partly a fluke in a way. And our kids playing motivated with a chip on their shoulder, nothing to lose, and also a part of Alabama's defense not being that great this year. It got exposed several times. But this Oregon team, I don't know, it's like a machine with Mariota in a way. If he can get rolling early, you got to watch out, because the third and the fourth quarter, that's where he does his damage, his offense. You can't stay disciplined when you're on the field the whole game. So if he can keep Ohio State in the first half on the field for a few more drives than normal, they could bust it wide open. I'm looking for maybe a 17-point win by Oregon in this game, Cuervo.
Okay, so you got the Ducks by 17 points. That's a – I don't want to say that's a bold pick, but that's a pretty big spread. I mean, Oregon's favored by 6, and you've got them winning by 17 points. Okay. All right.
Yep,
well,
at least, at least.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not saying, you know, you're not wrong for that. You're not wrong by any means. You know, that could very well happen. So you're going with Oregon. Now, this is what I've, you know, envisioned. And we're going to end it here, Tarvin. So, you know, when I think about the offense of Oregon, and it's like, who the hell can stop these guys? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you probably thought the same thing, but I mean, if Florida State couldn't do it, I mean, seriously, who can really stop this Oregon team? And that's what I think about. I think about, because,
you know,
it's all about putting points on the
board. Nobody
Oregon.
This year, Cuervo. Nobody. Not even an SEC team could stop them. They make it outscore them, but I think the only team that can beat them is an SEC team, and I think that's what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just – I just find it – very, very hard to see anybody stop this defense or stop this offense of Oregon. You know, and that's why, you know, I mean, the letter O, that says it all right there. That's what it's all about in Oregon, is the O, the offense. And, you know, so I'm gonna be honest with you as well, Tarvin. I'm going to be pulling for the Ducks. I'm pulling for Oregon to win. I want to see Oregon win. Why? And it's for a stupid reason, but I don't care, because I can cheer for Oregon for whatever reason I want to. I can't stand Ohio State fans. They're obnoxious. They're arrogant. They think they're God's gift to college football. And we'll never hear the end of it if the Buckeyes win this game. However, something tells me that Ohio State is going to find a way to get it done. I don't know what it is, but it's like it's hard to bet against Urban Meyer in games like this. The only time I've ever – that in recent memory that I ever remember Urban Meyer losing a big-time game was 09 SEC championship against Alabama with Tim Tebow crying, and we all remember that one. So that's game that I can – yeah, that's the only game I can recall Urban Meyer losing. So I'm going to be cheering. I'm going to be a Ducks fan tonight, Tarvin. I don't have a hat like you do or a T-shirt, but I'm going to be going for Oregon. But my official pick, if I had to put money on it or if I had to go on record, I'm taking Ohio State.
Wow, to win the game, not just taking the points, but to win.
Yeah, well, Ohio State. I'm plus 6. So that's if I had to put money on it, that's what I would do. I would put money on Ohio State.
If I had to put money on it tonight, I would give up 17. That's how confident I am.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll see. But I think at the end of the day, what we're really going to be disappointed in, whether you're cheering for Oregon or whether you're cheering for Ohio State and they lose, I think we're going to be disappointed in the level of talent between these two teams and the level of talent that these guys, you know, as far as what we see out of these two. So, all right, Tarvin, the game's already started. Oregon received the ball first. and they've already made two plays. So any last thoughts before we sign off and we watch this game?
Well, the quarterback for Ohio State, you know, this has been his mm-hmm. third start. I think tonight this is when the stage gets too big for him right here. The SEC championship game was just adrenaline. The Sugar Bowl was just one of those things. Tonight the stage is too big. Who are you taking, Mariota? Or are you going to take this scrub for Ohio State? You choose.
Oh, I mean, I'm going to be cheering for Mariota. Oh, boy, fumble. But Oregon recovered. Yeah, I mean, I picked Mariota over Jones, but I think Ohio State wins this game with their defense. I think the defense is what's going to get them this victory. Maybe not necessarily turnovers, but I think they're going to make big stops when they have to, whether it's a goal line stance or it could be a blocked field goal. I mean, there's going to be something. The defense is going to do something that changes this game of the Buckeyes. So that's why I'm taking Ohio State, because
I think
the defense is going to do something.
That's a very good point. That's what concerns me. I think Oregon, if they're going to score touchdowns, it's going to have to be outside the red zone, really some big plays. Because once they get down there inside the 10, that's where that Ohio State defense can really shorten the field for them. And Oregon's a team, you got to get them in space. They get you in space and they use their speed. There's not much space down there in 10 yards, you know, right at the goal line. So that's a good point, Cuervo.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see how this Ohio State defense, you know, tightens up once Oregon gets to the red zone. By the way, they're almost at the red zone already, so. That'll be interesting to see. And I just don't think Oregon has the defense to stop, Elliott and these receivers of the Buckeyes. So, you know, I mean, because really, in reality, I haven't really seen anything from this from Oregon's defense that really says, man, that defense is good. I mean, Oregon, yeah, they score a lot of points, but boy, oh boy, they give up a lot of points too.
So there was a fumble I'm looking at. It looked like Mariota fumbled the ball. And it looked like Ohio
yeah,
State
that's
covered
twice
it.
Now. That's twice
that's
already, Carvin, that they fumbled the ball.
That's
yeah, it's the early jitters.
I thought he was down.
I'm just saying.
No. He may have been down. He may have been down. Let's watch right here, Cuervo.
Well,
he's going down. He's down. Mariota's down. He's down.
Oh,
so that's
yeah.
Not a fumble.
I mean, he had a knee and an elbow down. So, yeah.
So, if you're an official, here's my problem right here. And I've seen most of these officials in the NFL and college, they're right in front of this, and they blow the call every time. And when you blow a call like that, you know, you keep doing it, and the replay can't get a good look at it, you're liable to screw a team up pretty good. And real quick before we go, Cuervo, I need to ask you, what did you think of the
sure.
Dallas call, the Dez Bryant incompletion last night?
Well, and it's not because I don't have a true answer for you, but the way I thought of it was the way Colin – I don't know if you listened to Colin this morning, Colin Cowherd on ESPN Radio.
That's exactly how I explained it last night.
Yeah, and that's how I feel, you know. The rule book by textbook, it is considered an incomplete pass. It's not a catch. But, man, when you look at it, where did he really lose possession of the ball? He never lost possession of the ball. He had it all the way through the catch. And on top of that, and this is something that Michael Irvin pointed out last night on NFL Network, if you look real closely, if you go to YouTube and you look one more time and you do screenshot by screenshot, you'll notice Dez Bryant's elbow hits the ground first. So if you go back and you watch it, you will see Dez Bryant's elbow hits the ground before the ball even, pops up from the ball hitting the ground. So take a look at that, Tarvin, and let me know what you think about that. I'm telling you, Dez Bryant's elbow hit the ground first. It should have been down at the 2-yard line, first and goal Dallas.
Yeah, but these officials, it seems like every game, the Detroit game, they screwed Detroit against Dallas. And I don't think Dallas got screwed in this game by no means. But still, I mean, there was a questionable call. It seems like the bigger the games, the more questionable these calls are. But what's taking these officials so long to realize that Mariota's knee was on the ground, for God's sake?
You know what? Honestly, I have no idea. Maybe it's an opportunity for these teams to get the jitters out. I have no idea why. You know, but right now, the fact that it's taking so long, it's advantage Oregon. Because you look at the way their offense is playing right now, Tarvin, they fumbled the ball twice already. You give them time to cool, you know, calm their nerves down. I'm telling you, Oregon's going to come out and they're going to hit them with a big play right here, this next play. Once they give the ball back to the Ducks, you know, Oregon's going to look like the Oregon team that we have known to see. Because the
this offense is too hot. Yeah, this offense.
Yeah.
If you look at Florida State, I mean, it's just too much, man. They had 20-second scoring drives.
Yeah, and that's no joke, too. And they'll go 80 yards down the field in a minute and a half. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's just
but,
so.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I'm going with the Ducks. You're pulling for Oregon, and you think Ohio State's going to pull it out. We'll see. I think Oregon maybe put up 50 tonight. And if they do, I hope they run it up on Urban Meyer, too, just to show him who his daddy is.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a great ending to the season, right? You know? And it's funny, too, and I think I mentioned this before. It's funny that the same guy that Ohio State fans cussed for years because his Florida team destroyed Ohio State is the same guy that they love tonight because he took their beloved Buckeyes to the national title game. So,
and
funny
you know,
how
you know, the SEC can
there.
Still claim, you know the SEC can still claim this title, don't you? If Ohio State wins tonight, then Urban Meyer came from the SEC with his championship, so it took an SEC coach to go up there and show him how to win one.
That's
so
right.
The SEC could still claim this one tonight.
You know what? You're right. And I don't want to hear that, well, he went to Utah first or he went to Bowling Green. Yeah, well, he didn't have the talent and he didn't do jack squat with Alex Smith at Utah either. Yeah, they made it to a Fiesta Bowl or whatever it was. But I think they got spanked. So, yeah, take that for what it's worth. But he didn't really make a name for himself until he got to the SEC in Florida. So,
well, definitely.
Anyhow, yeah. So, well, Tarvin, that's going to do it. Yeah, there it is right there. So they're well in the red zone. Actually, I think it's first and goal Ducks now.
Yeah.
But, Tarvin, appreciate you coming on, man. You know, let's enjoy the rest of this game. I'm going to be watching, you know. It's just it's the last game of the college football season, so let's enjoy it. Even though it may not be the two most talented teams in the country, let's just take it for what it is, I guess.
Touchdown, Oregon.
Touchdown, Ducks.
All right, buddy.
So there
have
you
a
go.
Good night.
All right, you too, Tarvin. That's Tarvin on from Weigh-In Sports. Oregon just put 6 up on the board, and you know, I think this is what we're gonna see a lot of scoring tonight. So for Tarvin, for the Couch Potato, for everybody at NDB Media, and everybody else listening, you have listened. You have been on campus with Cuervo. Everybody, have a good night. Enjoy the game. Where the party's at.